Across America, BP supports more than 275,000 jobs to keep energy flowing. Jobs like expanding capacity for biodiesel in Washington state and reducing operational emissions in the Gulf of Mexico. It's and, not or. See what doing both means for energy nationwide at bp.com/investing in America.
The series is called Archie. It's a docudrama, of course, featuring Hollywood's one of the most famous leading men ever, Cary Grant. He was also married to this lovely lady who is also an actress in her own right.
It's on BritBox. Yeah. She is the executive producer of this series, and we're joined by Diane Cannon.
Hi, Diane.
Morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, Diane. These are a couple guys. You've heard this enough, but at least the two hosts were enamored with you from back in the day. So thank you for filling our thoughts for years. Is that crass?
I don't know what's in your thought, but I know it's in mine.
Good. Tell me how this came about. By the way, your late husband, Cary Grant, is one of those actors that women wanted to be with and men wanted to be him. That old saying. What made you want to put together a docuseries about a docudrama, I should say, about his life?
Well, I wrote a book called Dear Cary.
Okay.
And it was so much bigger than Cary and me. It was really about the things that married couples go through.
Okay.
Not about a man who was thought to be the most romantic man in the world, the handsomest man, one of the biggest movie stars that ever lived. Because in truth, guys, he had a horrible childhood, one that was triggered by fear and abandonment, and he had to invent Cary Grant to silence those thoughts that plagued him most of the time. And so I wasn't going to write a book. As a matter of fact, Jackie Kennedy came to me and said, "It's time for you to write a book." I said, "No." She said, "Why?" I said, "I'm not healed." She said, "You don't even have to mention Cary Grant." I said, "Yes, I do, because he was a huge part of my life. He fathered my daughter, our daughter." Mm-hmm. And so I sat down maybe about 15 years after Jackie talked to me about it to write the book, because I thought it would be part of the healing that I had to go through. And it was. And this kind of puts a closure to it. He was a precious man, and probably the most talented man I've ever been exposed to. Brilliant, handsome, plagued by his past, in truth.
Was this whole process therapeutic for you as well?
Diane Cannon with us.
Yes. Yes, it was. It was very therapeutic. And, you know, there's many of your listeners that have gone through painful divorces. I don't think a divorce is ever a happy experience.
Yeah.
Maybe it is. That wasn't my experience. But I think that what this miniseries will do is help people love him even more. I think they'll come away from it thinking, "Oh, my God, how did he survive this? How was he able to..."
The miniseries is warts. I've read about it, and I do want to watch it because I like the work your husband did for years. But it's warts and all. Hasn't your daughter been out saying something about the gay rumors? How do you address those?
Well, they were rumors. As far as I'm concerned, I don't know what he did before.
Okay.
I know what he did after us. He married a woman who's actually a friend of mine.
Okay.
Now. But if that was true, I never saw an indication of it while he was with me.
Okay.
Tell us the story.
If that happened before our marriage, I'm not aware of it.
Tell us the story how you two met.
Well, I was in Rome doing a film. And I got a call from my agent saying, Cary Grant wants to meet you. He has a part for you in a film. I said, is he paying my way back? Because I was having the best time in Rome. It was filled with young artists and adventure, and I was filming. She said, no, he's not paying your way back. I said, then I'm not coming back. I said, sell my car. I want to stay. And she did, and I stayed. And about 5-6 months later, when I came back, my agent, Hal Gefske, took me, unbeknownst to me, to the Universal lot to meet him. He told me I was going there for another interview, and I was. But then after that, he took me to Cary Grant's bungalow. They had bungalows on the lot since at Universal Studios, like a little mini home. And I was ushered there and walked in and met this man who was, meeting him was like being hit by a stun gun. I tell you, he had a presence.
He was 33 years older than you at the time. Did that scare you?
Yes. Well, when I went in, I went in to be auditioned for a part in a movie.
Okay, got
so
it.
So I wasn't right. really scared then, mm-hmm. but I was after because we spent 4 hours together that day. There was an immediate connection and an ease. And he asked me what I was searching for. I said, well, what are you searching for? He said, an understanding of God. Well, that was bingo for me because I was looking for the same thing. And he called me the next morning to listen to a radio show called Unity. And he did that for several months and kept asking me out, and I didn't go for the reason that you just mentioned. He was older than my father.
Oh, gee.
And my little boy said, don't go there. There were rumors about LSD.
Yep.
And I just thought, no, I'm not gonna go there. But
well, you did.
I did.
Diane Cannon with it. Diane, do you still go to Laker games?
Oh, come on. I'm your pinup girl, of course.
I know you're the pinup girl. I'm just saying. I don't watch a lot of local Laker games. By the way, you'd hate me. I'm a Celtic fan. But are you still going once in a while?
How are the Celtics doing this year?
Well, the Celtics are doing really good, by the way. They're doing really good. Do you still sit courtside?
For the Lakers, we've got this in-tournament thing that we're doing that's really good for us, too.
Well, you won that. You won the in-tournament thing.
They're hanging the banner.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you all feel about that in-tournament thing?
You know what? If it caused interest in the NBA before the holidays, I'm fine with it. You know, but you know, so
I think hanging a banner is
a
little
way of looking at it.
But yeah,
way of looking at it.
Yeah,
from a man's point of view,
got people to talk about the NBA before Christmas, and that's unusual.
Yeah,
that's a good thing for the league, probably.
Diane Cannon,
right. You know, I never thought of it that way. You're absolutely right.
Well, we watch way too much sports.
Diane, how did you pick the woman that played you? How did you pick the woman that played you in the movie? That must have been tough for her to come on and say, Laura Aikman is the woman who plays you in the movie, in the miniseries, I should say.
Yeah. And she does it. She does a really good job. I mean, if anybody can play anybody, that's a very weird feeling, I have to tell you. But she got my attention because she got my laugh, and
okay.
I've never heard such an obnoxious laugh as mine by anybody, but she got it.
But
she really got it, and I had no idea she was a Brit. Her accent was so good, I thought she was an American.
Yeah,
she fooled me, and that's hard to do.
Yeah, we always hear that.
Well, maybe not.
That the Brits can do the American accent, and but vice versa, not so much. The Brits pick apart the Americans who are trying to do British accents.
Yeah, but
yeah, that I agree with you. It's just they're brilliant, and I have to tell you, Jason Isaacs.
Yeah, we've talked to Jason.
He's brilliant. He's brilliant. He's brilliant. He really nails Cary. That's why some of it was very difficult for me to watch, because there's a couple scenes I looked at and I thought, oh my God, that's the man. He not only got him because of help with prosthetics and with the makeup, but he got the heart and soul of Cary. He understood him. That's not easy to do.
Archie is out now, by the way. Diane Cannon. Diane, thanks. You're a legend. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. And continued success in everything you do.
Have a good Christmas. Have a good New Year. And good luck with the project.
Thank you, guys. Happy holidays. Enjoy your time.
Thanks, Diane.
Right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.
All right.
Bye now.
Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
86 years old.
She was great.
I'm not saying she sounds like an old lady because some people in their 80s don't sound like old people, but that's not young. So she's amazing, really.
Yeah.
And if you're too young to remember what she looks like, go back and check out her work in the 60s, 70s, and hell, even 80s, you know, when she was hanging out.
One of the first things I think about with her is, you know, courtside at the Showtime Lakers.
Yeah, exactly, right.
I mean, that's
right.
One of the first images I think of when I think of Diane Cannon.
Exactly.
So she was there all the time.
Yeah. Tripping on LSD with Cary Grant had to be crazy.
Well, I was telling Todd that there's a documentary about Cary Grant, how he went through a bunch of LSD stuff because he was trying to cure himself for his horrible childhood.
Yeah.
And I saw a whole documentary about that.
He was using it therapeutically.
Right. I know Todd's interested in doing that. You know.
It seems risky.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently you have somebody guiding you through it at the time. And LSD was legal when he did this. It was like 1960.
Right.
It was like 1960, I think he did this stuff, you know. And LSD is, you guys ever, you try that push? No, push.
No.
Try LSD, yeah. Nick, did you try LSD?
No.
Okay. Why'd you say it seems risky when you tried it?
Well, no,
and you give me crap about cocaine, man, all the time.
Yeah, well, cocaine's what, but if you could, if you're worried about or you're trying to work through something like that, I think it could be easy just to get bogged down and have a bad trip where all those memories are just flooding in on top of you. I think it could have like the opposite effect.
He was abandoned as a kid and grew up in poverty in England. It was horrible, yeah. A bunch of stuff, you know.
But I think if you got to try the the psychedelics, I'd go with the psilocybin. I'd go with the mushrooms.
Yeah.
Of course
for
will.
Sure.
Well, it's more natural.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, yeah. LSD,
is totally chemical.
Chemical, right.
Yeah, and I've done both.
And we shun those.
Right. Yeah.
We don't do anything chemically
based. We shun chemicals for sure, man.
Especially mushrooms never made me feel like I'm hanging on to reality by a thread.
Yeah, it's been a long, long time since I did acid, but I never had a bad trip on it, so I can't say bad things about it. Personally,
I got close. You're just like, okay.
See, that's not that. I'm not getting sold over here.
Yeah.
Nick is making me back further off the idea of LSD.
Well, do some mushrooms.
Yeah. Well, shrooms, you never. Maybe I'd try that. I don't know if I would or not.
Whatever.
Shrooms are a lot fuzzier than acid.
All right.
Fuzzier. That's an interesting description. I don't know what quite to make of that.
Somebody sent us a nice picture of a fuzzy looking Diane Cannon, too, right? That was nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know where that came from. It was a website.
Google Image.
Is she naked in anything? Puss. See, Bob, Ted, Carol, and Alice was a famous movie from the early 70s. But I don't think there's a lot of nudity in that. It was simulated swapping in that movie, you know.
There's a photo of her.
She was not creeped out either. That could have gone either way right away.
Which one? All about one? Oh, yeah, I said crass. And I only use the word crass because she was 86. Because I never say the word crass.
Two stars, brief.
What'd she say back? I forgot. She said something pretty hot, right?
Yeah, she said, I'm not sure what you're thinking, but I know what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
There's a picture of her.
Yeah, the host used to tug it to you. I wanted to say that.
That might have creeped her out.
But I use the word crass instead.
That might have creeped her out. Yeah, it looks like she was only nude in one role, a movie in 1974 called Child Under a Leaf.
Have you seen the picture?
I'm looking at him right here.
Raking?
Yeah.
I'm looking at a picture now of her hanging out with
it's about
Hugh Hefner.
is it about raking? That is funny, and it shouldn't be. Thank you.
Back in the day.
That's funny on the last day before Christmas break.
I wish this was 9:50 because that's
find
a funny
him?
Joke, man. Is it about raking? What?
Was she ever in Playboy?
I don't know.
Any number of images of her hanging out with Hugh Hefner and hanging out at the mansion. So I'm sure he at least hit her up.
She had to be in Playboy. She had to be in Playboy.
Or had to be at least asked
I remember
several
seeing her
hundred
naked
times.
Somewhere, at least in my dreams. Yeah.
I think that photo that we were sent might have been from Playboy.
I thought she was in Playboy, right? Yeah. With the big nipples, big areolas there. Yeah.
The wet t-shirt.
Yeah. She's a legend, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, she is.
I got to talk to a legend.
No, and we waited a good 2 minutes after the call to start looking up nude photos of her.
Yeah,
of course we did. Well, we got a couple sent to us beforehand. That's all that.
Yeah.